This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Discussions are being held between the United States and Russia to arrange a second summit between their leaders. That's according to White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. The announcement of negotiations for another Trump-Putin meeting comes just 3 days after the initial summit between the two presidents in Helsinki. The AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Even as the nation's intelligence community warns, Russia will no doubt again try to meddle in November's midterm elections, the Trump administration says discussions are underway to have Putin visit the nation's capital. No Russian leader has entered the White House in nearly a decade, and inviting Putin to the executive mansion would mark a dramatic extension of legitimacy to a leader long isolated by the West.
That was the AP's Sagar Magani. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States will not send any Americans to Russia for questioning on allegations of money laundering. Russian President Vladimir Putin offered to let U.S. investigators question officials in Moscow about election meddling if Russian investigators in turn are allowed to question several American officials. Pompeo rejected the idea during an interview with VOA on Thursday.
It's not going to happen. The Russians made a proposal about a number of things during the course of the conversations between President Trump and President Putin. There were suggestions, comments, thoughts by President Putin with respect to that inquiry.
President Trump called Putin's proposal made during the U.S.-Russia summit in Helsinki an incredible offer. A Pakistani social media and peace activist who has been missing since December has resurfaced. Police officials say Raza Khan returned to Lahore last week but did not provide further details. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say the United States is finalizing plans to evacuate several hundred Syrian civil defense workers and their families from southwest Syria as Russian-backed government forces close in on the area. Two officials familiar with the plan said Thursday that the U.S., Britain, and Canada are spearheading the evacuation that would transport members of the White Helmets group to transit camps in neighboring countries. The officials said planning for the evacuation has been underway for some time, but accelerated after last week's NATO summit in Brussels. More of the migrant families who were separated at the U.S. border with Mexico have been reunited. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
More than 360 children, 5 and over, are back with their parents after they were separated at the border. Hundreds more still waiting. Justice Department says about 900 others are either not eligible or not yet known to be eligible. Federal judges ordered the kids back with their families by the 26th. 8 immigration and customs sites are being used to reunite the families, and the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops and Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service are taking the lead, providing food, clothing, legal aid, and often money for a bus or plane ticket, usually for them to join relatives across the country. I'm Tim McGuire.
11 people are dead after a boat capsized in the Midwestern U.S. state of Missouri. The boat was carrying tourists at Table Rock Lake in Branson, and multiple children are among the dead and injured. Stone County Sheriff Doug Rader says the boat capsized in stormy weather.
There was some heavy wind, and it was having problems through the wind.
Rader says 5 people remain missing. A South Korean court has sentenced former President Park Geun-hye to 8 more years in prison on charges related to 2016 parliamentary elections. Park was sentenced to 6 years in prison for receiving nearly $3 billion from the National Intelligence Service and 2 additional years for improperly interfering in the selection of parliamentary candidates. Park, who has denied any wrongdoing, did not appear in court. Russia and China have requested more time to consider a U.S. request to stop deliveries of refined oil products to North Korea. The U.S. asked a United Nations Sanctions Committee last week to halt the shipments after accusing North Korea of exceeding a 500,000-barrel annual limit on fuel deliveries through illegal imports. The quota was among the sanctions imposed by the Security Council last December in response to North Korea's launch of a missile. North Korea said is capable of striking anywhere on the U.S. mainland. We have more stories on VOANews.com. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.